Wait. What is this? Bitstream? In 2024? Fuck yeah! Fuck yeah. Yes, you heard it right. We are back. For how long? Who knows? But we're living in very interesting times, where topics that were only ridiculed a few years ago are now openly debated by governments across the world. Join us for the aptly titled episode UFO Enemies Unknown, where we travel back in time to explore some of the most atmospheric and otherworldly soundtracks in gaming history. Today, we're focusing on alien and UFO-themed titles from the golden era of home computing, including tracks from the Commodore 64, Commodore Amiga, Atari ST, and yes, even early DOS PCs. But before we begin, let's set the stage with a brief look at how our real-world understanding of unidentified aerial phenomena has evolved over the past few years. In late 2017, a groundbreaking New York Times story confirmed the Pentagon's interest in unexplained sightings, thrusting UAPs into mainstream conversation. Shortly afterward, leaked and later officially released Navy cockpit footage, often referred to as the Tic Tac, Gimbal and Go Fast videos, sparked renewed public and governmental attention. Now, in 2024, UAP discussions make regular headlines. A far cry from the hushed whispers and conspiracy theories of decades past. Against this backdrop of heightened interest, it's fascinating to revisit those classic games that fed our imaginations about alien life long before these modern revelations. These titles not only delivered fast-paced action and intergalactic storytelling, they also served up some of the most inventive and influential music of their time. In this episode, we'll celebrate these soundtracks, examining how inventive composers used the limited audio hardware of the 1980s and early 90s to immerse players in cosmic wonder, suspense, and yes, a healthy dose of fear. So strap into your starfighter, let's power up that SID chip, and journey deep into the cosmos. The truth might be out there, but for now, we've got some seriously stellar tunes to discover. Let's jump back to November 1988. The Commodore 64 and Armalite by Cyberdyne Systems. Music by Martin Walker and published by Thalamus. Thank you. Now, jumping forward a year to 1989, we have Hubris on the Commodore Amiga. Soundtrack by Paul van der Valk. Developed by Copecom and published by Discovery Software. Hubris was a vertically scrolling shooter, with the player shooting airborne alien enemies in addition to ground-based defensive weapons. Ever a PC gamer or not, I think there's something about the sound of the Adlib card that instantly transports most of us back to a period in the early 90s. Here we have the theme to Duke Nukem 2, published by Apogee Software, and soundtrack by Robert Prince. In this game, Duke Nukem fights against the evil Rigolatins, who plan to enslave the Earth.
Just hit it! Morty, give me a beat!
Oh man, okay, alright,
Here we have Xenon 2 Mega Blast, developed by the Bitmap Brothers, and the theme tune, original by Bomb the Bass, and this version, carefully put together by David Whittaker. Xenon 2, another vertically scrolling shoot-em-up, this time destroying 5 bombs planted by the villainous Xenites. And yes, the Amiga version is so much better, but the Amiga version is so good, it will probably get me a copyright strike from the original artist. Earlier, we had Hubris. Here, we have the sequel, Battle Squadron. Released in 1989. Soundtrack by Ron Claren. The player takes their place in a war between the Earth Defense Fleet and the Barracks Empire. From the Amiga, back to the good old C64. This, perhaps a lesser well-known game, but featuring the awesome Rob Hubbard. Phantom of the Asteroids, published by Mastertronic in 1986. It's interesting to note how this track of Rob's incorporates elements of some of his other tunes. As awesome as it is, I wonder if this was deliberate, or perhaps needing to meet tight timescales on what is essentially a budget release. That's it for this short edition of Bitstream. Partly inspired by Meatlotion of Quantum Radio, whose email encouraged me to reconsider the future of this podcast. Quantum Radio is an awesome chiptune streaming service which can be found at radio.erb.pw. I do recommend you check it out. Also, if you do like what you've heard today, check out the previous episodes, which include soundtracks from the classic computing era, in addition to arcade games and also demo scene productions. Talking of future plans, I could really do with your help here. Do you have any games or game soundtracks that instantly transport you back to the 1980s or even 1990s? I want to hear from you. Do you have any games that were perhaps famous in your country but never made it to the wider world? I know, for example, this is true of some titles in Finland, but what games represent France, Germany, Spain? Let's discover some new games and some new game soundtracks together. Do contact me at podcast@bitstream.uk or visit the website bitstream.uk. Comments are open. So thank you again for your support, and all that is left for me to say is Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Hopefully we'll catch up again in 2025. I'll leave you with the theme to the original Xenon, again by the awesome David Whittaker. This was released in 1988 and personally was my first introduction to the Atari ST, which as an 11 or 12 year old kid really blew my mind. Thank you and goodbye. We'll be right back.
gotta get swifty. You gotta get swifty in here. It's time to get swifty.
Ufa porno! Ufa porno! Ufa porno!
Come on.